This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. President Trump delivered his first State of the Union address last night, and prior to the actual speech, it was speculated that it would be conciliatory and uniting in nature. To some, that's not what we heard. To be sure, Republicans applauded the address and the plans it laid out. Democrats, for a variety of reasons, are quite critical of the address. Debbie Dingell represents the 12th Congressional District, which covers portions of Washtenaw County. Dingell is a Democrat from Dearborn who attended last night's State of the Union address and is now on the other end of our phone line. And thank you for the time today.
Good morning, David. It's good to be with you.
Did you find it to be a uniting speech?
You know, I went to the speech because I think it's really important that we pull together as a country. United we stand, divided we fall. I need to work with this president on issues that matter to the working men and women of my district, because we can't go for 8 years at war at each other's throats. There are some things that I can and will work with him if he'll work with us on, like infrastructure, like the auto industry, things like that.
Well, let's get into some of that. Infrastructure. Okay. President Trump proposed $1.5 trillion worth of investment in infrastructure for roads, bridges, water infrastructure, and that's a big check to write. Is the money available, given the fact that he has also enacted one of the largest tax cuts in history?
That's where the rubber's going to hit the road, so to say, when we talk about tires in the road. And I think we're really going to have very serious discussions about how this is going to be funded. You know, you cannot put more costs on the back of states and local governments. There possibly is some share, but how are you going to pay for that? We're not going to use taxpayers' money to build the roads and then charge taxpayers to ride the roads. But we got to figure this out. And I think that we can figure this out, because I think all of us know we've got roads that are in terrible shape, bridges that are falling. But even more importantly, infrastructure includes water pipes.
Right.
And there are many Flints around the country where pipes have got to be replaced, and broadband's critical to keeping this nation competitive. So I am going to be optimistic. I am going to work my heart and soul out, and we've got to figure out answers to fixing our broken infrastructure system.
We are talking with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on the morning after the president's first State of the Union address. He mentioned manufacturing as well. He says 200,000 new jobs have been created in his first year in office. Detroit is on the rebound. Chrysler, in fact, moving a factory from Mexico to Michigan because of the policies he is putting in place. What is your response to that?
Look, I am glad that we've got jobs coming back. I was glad about Chrysler's announcement. Much of that work was a foundation that actually got laid when George Bush was president, President Obama was president, and it's the work of many people, Democrats and Republicans, that helped save this domestic auto industry. And we've seen great sales, and we want that to continue. So was there maybe a little more credit than perhaps sharing the credit with everybody, because we were beginning to see that the last contract negotiations helped bring wage increases that the workers hadn't seen for a long time. But, you know, they're still scared. So here's what I want to see. I've said from the very day that he was elected, I will work with you on creating fair trade deals. People in Michigan heard him talk about bad trade deals that have shipped their jobs overseas, closed and shuttered our factories. So I want to see him. I will work with him to get a better. I want to see him stay at the table. We've got to improve NAFTA, and we've got to find negotiations that end outsourcing, raise wages, and bring manufacturing back to this country. And I want to work with him on that.
If those who watched last night were paying attention, you could see a very clear divide in the responses offered by Republicans and Democrats on either side of the aisle to the president's proposals and to his messaging. And it seemed even more divided as the chamber began to empty. And you're expressing a willingness to work in a bipartisanship fashion. Is that really the sentiment throughout Capitol Hill?
Look, it was a very hard night. You know, my guest was Cindy Garcia, whose husband was deported 2 weeks ago. I want to make it very clear to every listener that's hearing me. I want to protect our national security. But I was offended by the way that he implied that every immigrant that's in this country could somehow be part of an MS-13 gang. We need to keep people like that out. We need to keep ISIS out. We need to keep our country safe. But there are situations like the Garcia family, where he was brought to this country when he was a child. He is married to an American citizen. Cindy's a UAW worker, born in Royal Oak, Michigan. And he's lived here all the life that he can remember. He's worked hard. He's paid taxes. He's never been stopped for a traffic violation. Never had a ticket. He's a very contributing member of his community. People loved him in his community. There's got to be a way. And this one thing that worries me, he tried to become a citizen. He got a bad lawyer. They found him because he was doing the right thing. He was checking in regularly for his immigration check-in, trying to become a citizen.
So what the president proposes is that 1.8 million children of immigrants can earn citizenship under a program that he would like to see passed into law. There would be a 12-year path to citizenship, but for merit-based immigrants only. And that would include, if any agreement, would have to include the building of a wall and greater investments in ICE and border security. As he noted in his own words, Americans are dreamers too, and America has to come first. How do you work in the face of those statements?
First of all, we got to stop dividing this country with fear and anger. I figured this out one day last week. His great-grandparents and my great-grandparents came to this country at the same time from Germany in the late 1800s. You know, we've been a land of immigrants. We got to work together to keep this nation safe, but let's stop using words that divide us with fear and with anger. We all agree that we have got to keep this nation safe. And when we talk about border security, we all focus on this southern border. We've got a northern border that, quite frankly, is easier for some people to get into, that we do need to keep our nation safe from ISA and from people that want to hurt us. But there are many good people, too. And this has always been a land of hope and opportunity. And let's talk about Michigan, where he said last night people are taking jobs away. We have farmers that cannot get their crops picked. We have the hospitality industry who's begging for help. We have GM, Ford, and Chrysler saying there are times that we need to be able to bring people into this country. You've got universities. There are people that are saying we need this exchange of ideas. We need to bring people in. Instead of causing fear, why can't we learn that a rich culture makes us stronger as a country, but at the same time ensuring we're keeping the nation safe and keeping people out of here that don't belong?
We have about 30 seconds left. I want to ask one final question. As you take this perspective and you take those attitudes and walk down the hall and knock on Speaker of the House Paul Ryan's door, is he going to answer and respond?
I don't know. We're going to see it in the next week, because we've got to stop kicking the can down the road. The one person that got a very strong bipartisan support with Secretary Mattis, Secretary of Defense, who's saying we need to fund our national defense on a permanent basis. We can't keep kicking the can down the road.
Congresswoman Dingell, thank you very much for the time. Yeah, we are out of time, and I know you have another interview, so I'll have to let you go, but thank you very much.
David, thank you.
That is Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.